We are all members of the body of Jesus Christ, the anointed priest, the anointed prophet. We are the branches inserted into the vine, who is Christ, the anointed one. It means that his divine royal life flows into us, baptized people. Flows into us as the life of a vine will flow into the branches. It is through baptism that we receive that anointing, and through baptism that we are engrafted, inserted into the body of Christ, so that we really are one with him. And that is why we are called upon through our lifetime to be witnesses of our own personal prophetic role in proclaiming the good news of salvation by our lives, by being witnesses. Now we first need to be clear as to what we mean by a prophet. We can hardly follow the counsel of Jesus to distinguish between a true and a false prophet unless we know what a prophet is really like. A prophet is not someone who sets out to predict the future. A man who tears up his losing ticket at a racetrack may feel that he is betrayed by a false prophet. But that kind of a man really looks upon a prophet as if it were someone who had a crystal ball who tells people what is going to happen in the future. That is not at all the meaning, the biblical meaning of prophet. The kind of a person that Jesus would refer to as a prophet is someone who speaks on behalf of God. The words of a prophet always point the people to the purpose of God in history. And the most characteristic word of the prophet is always, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Now is the time to repent." The prophet is the one who always calls people away from evil toward righteousness. And that is exactly what the word repentance means. It is a call to turn around, to reverse our directions, and to change our value system. Now, it is true that in one way, the prophets did speak about the future. They would always declare that judgment would come upon a people if we would fail to open up ourselves to the purposes of God now. But the point of biblical prophecy is always focused upon the here and the now. Now, the prophet always cries out, now in this moment, in this present time, the Lord God demands radical change. Society and its conduct now always are the main themes of the prophet's statements. And yet the ear of the prophet is always attuned, turned toward God. The prophet is a person who is struck by the glory and the presence of God made very real. Today we are so very much aware of how we are barraged by prophets, true and false. We hear the voice of the prophets on television and radio, at rallies, and their words strike out at us in newspapers and magazines. They speak in the name of God, in the name of democracy, of justice and of peace, of law and order, and anti-communism. These today are the current fashions in sheep's clothing today. And we have to ask, how are we to know which prophets are true and which are false? Unfortunately, science has not yet invented a handy prophet testing machine. Spokespeople of conflicting viewpoints seek equally sincere. And today, in many cases, the best minds of the country are divided. See, almost might say that education really is no infallible guide. And neither is any kind of authority, religious or secular, that is able today to pass judgment on every question that comes up, that could assure us of the right answer on every issue. The effort, then, requires individual responsibility and wisdom. Fortunately, we do have guidelines. From the biblical examples and the teachings of Jesus, we are able to say these things about a true prophet. First, a true prophet is always disturbing. Never in biblical history nor since has there ever been a true prophet who supported the status quo. Now, at times, the prophet may comfort the worried, but the prophet will always worry and disturb the comfortable. Jesus himself warned against those so-called prophets who would cry out, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. And also, from the prophets of old, there was this continuous, persistent critique of false prophets who would always speak smooth words. And they would lull people into a complacent illusion that all was well. The voice of the prophet always has been and is a voice of crisis and change, of urgency. It means that the prophet who tries to make us feel good, who confirms us in our comfort, is always, to that degree, a false prophet. Now, the second mark of the true prophet is that he is always an advocate of the disinherited. Just as it was with Jesus, the true clients of the prophet are always the poor people, the spat upon of this world. Now, why is that so? It is so because the poor people are the continuing symbol of society's injustice. And it is so because the poor people are always the farthest away from the seats of power. And so the poor people always have a clearer perspective on the uses of power. And it is also so, on the other hand, because it is always the rich and the powerful who are too committed to maintaining the status quo and the present, so that they will always stand in hostility to any kind of a future that would threaten their security. And third, Jesus said, you will always recognize the true prophets by their fruits. Now, what is the goal to which the prophetic voice will always speak? Is it a society that is torn by hatred, with barriers between the rich and the poor, between the black and the white, between the hungry and the affluent? The prophecy that leads to these kinds of fruits are always false prophecy. The true prophet will always affirm the power of radical love in changing human relationships. Now, by that kind of love, he does not mean any of the sweet sentimentality of romantic escapades. Nor does radical love mean the kind of occasional indulgence in brotherhood weeks. The prophet calls for the kind of radical love that Jesus demonstrated by his word and life. The powerful love of radical self-giving. The love that is totally open to the needs of others. The love that is even willing to lay down its own life for the sake of the other. Now that is the kind of restless love that seeks to bind people together in a common search for all of those radical changes that are demanded by justice. And finally, the true prophet will always give reasons for hope. The true prophet will always hold forth a vision of a day when justice will be established. He is the person who will stand on the mountaintop and see the promised land. His eyes have seen the coming of the Lord. And the prophet also knows that there will always be crucifixions and assassinations and terror. He knows that the just will suffer and the wicked will always appear to prosper. But he also knows and states that someday there will be the day of vindication. And in that day, he says, power will be crowned by truth, and order will be established by compassion, and might will be turned into right. And now we ask, do we recognize today the prophets of our own time? And would we people even have honored the prophets of other days? Is it not likely that some of us would not even have recognized the prophet Jesus if we had lived in his own time? Has God stopped sending prophets today, we ask? We know that when anyone brings good news, that person is always bound to run into opposition. With Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joel, Hosea, Ezekiel, Paul, and Jesus, the story has always been the same. They all brought good news to people, and they were all opposed by the people. For some strange reason, we human beings seem through the ages and today to delight in bad news. We people abhor good news. Why? Bad news excuses us from effort. It says that nothing that we do matters any longer. It justifies our sitting back passively and waiting for something even worse to happen. Good news says that there's still hope, that things can be saved, that we still must rise up and take action, that there is still reason in our lives to rejoice in a future that is still available, that we people who are called Christians anointed with the oil of gladness still must commit ourselves to spreading the good news to others, even though it might hurt. Every single one of us here carries within ourselves a piece of the good news. That is why we are a prophetic people. Thank you.
Yeah.